Hello. This is Erica Patrice with Black Bougie Bras featuring Kev. And we have a very interesting episode. I think every episode is interesting, but this one might get a little salacious. How are you all doing this beautiful day?
Good. How about y'all?
Hope aesthetic.
Blessed and highly favored. Amen. Come on now.
Just look at Kevin. Fantastic. Thank you. Fantastical.
Oh, Alexis? I like that. Fantastical. I'm fantastical as well.
Oh,
like
my that. Goodness. And look at Patrice, how you feeling?
Copacetic.
Oh, my gosh. Copacetic. Spell that.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. You know she can. So I don't know why you did that.
She said, let me blow your mind. Well, you've heard all the voices. We have Miss Patty Mayo. We got Mr. Kev. We got Miss Johnny's, Miss Bree, and Miss Sexy Lexi. And we are Black Bougie Bronze featuring Kev. I just feel it in my spirit. Can I get an Aggie Pride tonight? I'm sorry.
Aggie Pride.
Kevin's Aggie Pride is so ugly. Oh my God. What is it, Kev?
Aggie Pride.
Oh my God.
Do it one more time.
Was that Aggie?
No.
Aggie Pride.
He sound like he's from the woods.
You sound like he didn't graduate.
You sound like you're on the track.
No, ma'am. I've graduated twice, ma'am.
Ooh.
Twice.
You own a John Deere.
Snap. Okay. Well, tonight, look, we have been inspired to talk about this because, you know, have y'all heard about this August Alsina, Jada Pinkett situation?
Mm-hmm. Spicy.
Well, okay, let's just get straight to the point. So for those of you all who do not know, August Alsina is a gentleman. Is he in his 20s? Is he in his late 20s
now?
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And according to his knowledge, he had a relationship.
A situationship.
Mm-hmm. I think he thinks it's a relationship, y'all.
He had something because we've seen the pictures now on Instagram.
It's real.
It was something.
It's something because there is proof in the pudding. There is proof in the pudding, correct? Like, we've seen pictures.
Yeah, Johnny, but those pictures tell a story, honey.
They're worth
a thousand words.
So you got August Alsina. At this time, he's like in his early 20s, mid 20s.
Uh-huh.
And he is with Jada Pinkett Smith and all these pictures, blah, blah, blah. But recently, he's came back. You know, he's had a lot of health situations and just a lot, right? A heavy family dynamic that could really mess with you. You know, you could tell he's been through some things. But on top of all of the things he's went through, he was relaying in an interview that he was kicking it with Jada, and Will was like, come through.
Gave him his blessing.
I think he gave the blessing.
He said he gave a blessing.
But that means come through. The door is open.
The revolving door is open, yes. The revolving door.
Patrice is just sitting there shaking her head. She gonna be Jada in a couple years. You wait. She gonna be like, y'all. And when I
I concur.
Lies.
I concur.
I went down to the G Ho and got me.
It became a cougar.
So basically,
he's class of 2035.
But so Will and Jada have actually fought back and said this is not true, right?
Well,
I think they said something like that. Like, this is
their
not...
publicist has come out and said that they're saying it's not what he's saying is false.
Right.
But then Jade is still talking about she needed to bring herself to the table for some healing. And I don't know how long it takes to prepare a table for thyself.
Right. That you own.
That you own.
Right.
And your so that sounds like they're trying to create the narrative and fear the narrative of the story. And he got some truth to his stuff.
It could be true. So do y'all think it was right for him to come up and say that this is what occurred? Did he break any G codes? Like,
yes.
How are you all feeling? Oh, okay.
Okay, well, let me start. Because tonight's drink is in honor of
Oh yes, that's right. We do have a drink. Go ahead, Kev.
This drink is called the Kiss and Tell, which is what he did.
Okay, Bougie bartender.
and the recipe will be on social media later on this week.
Yes, Kev, you gotta take a picture of yourself with that drink so we can post it to our Instagram, which is Black Bougie Bras, also with Facebook and Twitter. So go ahead and follow us on Black Bougie Bras so you can see this drink that Kevin has. Because it just very refreshing. Like it's good.
The kiss and tell.
It's a very refreshing, exotic drink. It's very good.
But how much liquor like it. Is in it? How much liquor?
It's about half liquor.
She really would have you kissing and telling, huh?
You're
going
to be kissing. You're really going to be doing more than kissing.
Say so, Pastor.
Unless you call it the Austin. That's going to be occurring. No, no, no.
That's gonna be like, just give me the fruit on the side.
Well, you only need one. I only fix one. You only need one.
Ooh, well, that sounds like a deal.
And then you start being shady.
Ooh, here we go. Shots are fired.
Because you know Kev is shadier after every sip.
Yes. So, okay, Bri, you said that you believe that he was, you know, wrong for...
Yes, I did. I mean, okay. I understand this is true. And I understand he got a story to tell. However, if there was an understanding in the beginning, that understanding needs to be kept throughout the entire duration of thine life. Period.
Okay. Well, I agree, and then I don't agree. Okay.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I agree that, you know, you really shouldn't be telling people business like that. But however, if somebody's willing to be with somebody that's in a marriage, and a person that's in a marriage is willing to be with somebody outside their marriage, I mean, how can you really trust those people? So you putting your trust in the wrong hands, honey. That's how I feel.
Well, okay. So for those of us who aren't married, because Johnny's and Bri are very well-loved married women. They kept. For us unkept, who do you all believe? Out of Will, Jada, and August, I feel like, whose side do you all take? Because you know they're going to get on the red table talk and they're going to flush it out. So who do you all believe?
She's talking to her damn self. She ain't flushing out a damn thing.
Who do you all believe by any chance? Look at Kevin. He's whipping it up. He's like,
The first thing when I heard the story is, I don't know about y'all, but I didn't need him to tell me that they had something going. I felt like I already knew that. So,
oh really?
I agree with you, Kevin.
I wasn't paying them that much mind, but okay.
Not at all.
And then for the people who don't believe him, like, I don't see what he would lie about it for. I don't really understand why he's talking about it now. Like, it's kind of odd, but
he has an album coming out. I think he said that in an interview.
But don't he look mentally like distraught?
He has a little tinge.
I think he just wanted, you know how sometimes you have stuff on. He said that he was losing friends, businesses, and different things around the situation. So, and people were looking at him with the side eye like he was at fault. So he kind of wanted to just like clear the air and let them know, hey, I had Will blessing. This is what it was. It wasn't what y'all think it was. And so I think he just wanted to open everybody's eyes that he's not the bad guy.
Right. So in essence, he really didn't out himself because if people are already blaming him that he is the troublemaker, that story and narrative has already been circulated. He's just clearing his name at that point.
But dragging two other people's name in.
Well, they know because they allowed people to assume what they wanted to assume. He just cleared it up. It wasn't a dragging two people down because they're not even talking about it, period. Yeah, they weren't saying yay or nay. They didn't have a position.
Okay, Alexis, if you had to choose who lying, who telling all the truth?
I don't know. It's all so weird to me. Like, why are we talking about this? Why are you bringing yourself to Red Table Talk? I feel like stuff like this comes out when two parties have something to sell. Like, I just always feel like when we hear these random facts, it's because
two people have gone together in the back of scenes, like, hey, I'm trying to do this. Hey, I'm trying to do this. All right, well, let's cook this story up. This is what my publicist said we should say. This is how we should handle it. And I think that's how stuff comes out. Because it's weird.
So you're saying Jade is going to be an extra in a show somewhere in August?
No, I mean, she already said she's bringing herself to the red table. So she pulled a Kardashian. Yeah. You know, when they make stuff up so that they can have something to show on their show. Like if this was like, I feel like this, if this was something that she didn't want to come out, or if she was totally opposed to this, she would not be bringing herself on her show. She would have her attorney handle that.
Yeah, it just seems
so. It's just weird.
Well, she hasn't brought herself yet to the table. We still waiting for her to bring herself to the table,
but she has announced it, so it's bringing up traction and it's having anticipation. So when she does drop it, it's like, oh, I gotta finally see it because God knows it took forever to prepare it.
The viewers for that about to be off the chain.
It is. I don't feel like it's gonna be a disappointment.
People gonna be so disappointed.
Comparison, because he's been on Red Table Talk with her before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but yeah, that was talking about his addiction.
I feel like the comparison between that appearance and whatever she got coming up is gonna be the top. I don't even know if people are really gonna be paying attention. Well, at least for me, let me speak for myself. I ain't gonna be paying attention to what she, because it's like something I already knew. So now I'm fact checking and going to see what you were lying about before that you're trying to get clarity or bring the truth about in this interview right here. And whatever you really have to say is not gonna make an impression on me, I guess. I'm trying to get to the bottom of the lie at this point.
Okay, so we have mixed reviews. So I'm gonna just jump to the next question. And Patrice, you're gonna have to kick it off, since me and you probably don't. We were just like, oh, they were kicking it. We didn't know.
Okay.
So we're gonna talk about. So this is called a situationship, right? We all have known each other for a while, mm-hmm. and when I mean a while, it's been a long while. Mm-hmm. And we kind of know. Ain't nobody had no thruple. You know, I just started hearing the word thruple on it's a show on Netflix, The Politician. I had never heard of the word thruple.
What is it?
Till three people in a cup in a relationship. Yeah, that's a thruple.
A thruple.
Mm-hmm. That's not for me.
Right, I know. Get
right down your vocabulary today. That's your new word.
Thruple. So that was a thruple.
A word I don't need to know.
Exactly. So Patrice, we're gonna start with you. Have you? Were you ever a side piece, and did you know?
Was I ever a side piece, and did I know? I was. I found out really late on into it that I was, like, you know how you start questioning stuff where certain things don't add up, like all of a sudden you don't get messages after a certain time, or you know,
called
stuff.
Getting to the bottom of it, that's what I
call it. There was things that were very suspicious. And so then I found out, and I just kind of that was it for me. He got a little stalkery and crazy, but I was like, yeah, you're just being greedy. Like, you clearly have a whole person that
Girl, he wanted that side.
Ooh. I'm sorry. No.
So for those who don't know, a side piece is you're talking to somebody, mm-hmm. and you are not the man. You are not the.
You're not the steak.
You are not the smothered chicken.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're the taters, and dare I say the biscuit, okay?
Or macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my.
You the potato salad with raisins in it.
Baby, if they throw raisins on you, you nasty.
Oh.
Disgusting.
I would at least like to think I was at least a baked macaroni and cheese.
If he didn't want to get rid of you, I think you was the mac and cheese.
You was the mac and cheese with the good butter.
Matter of fact, Erica was the one we met when we went down to Jasper's and they acted all crazy. You remember how he acted? That was the one.
Wait a minute. Okay, we're gonna talk about that when we get off, because I gotta remember who this is. We done had so many, you know, men's as if. You know, I gotta go back and flush my brain. And I done been to Jasper so many times. So Jasper's is a restaurant here in Prince George's County. And who knows what they call that area? Upper Marlboro, Kettering, Largo,
Atlanta.
We and they four different
because they be having different names for all that little area right there. And they have amazing drinks and amazing wings. Goodness, we're in quarantine. Because I was about to say, oh, we should go tomorrow.
I know, so
tomorrow is 2021.
I think that little diamond is open now because it was about cars when I passed by. I was like, oh, y'all.
It was jumping. It was jumping. That night we went out, quarantine was getting going. Jasper's, it was a wait. It was a super wait. It's always a wait, but it was a super wait. Mm-mm-mm. But we ain't going to go there.
You won't have your wings with a side of COVID. Nope.
No, thank you.
So, all right. I have been a side piece. And I knew eventually. I thought I was auditioning for the main. I mean, I got on that stage and sang, danced, did a split cartwheel, and I'm a double decker. I can't, you know. But I had the situation happen, and I found out that I was the side for real when I had one of my girls, her best friend, I'm not going to say her name, I'm just say shout out to Virginia State University. She called me. I was at work. It was like 8:30 in the morning. And she was like, do you date this dude named ABCD? And I said, I did, because I stopped talking to him because I feel like he was getting away from me. He was acting funny. So I stopped talking to him. And she said, I'm about to send you this screenshot. I was like, screenshot of what? What are you talking about? Honey, this chick posted a picture of me on her Facebook. Of me and him, you know how you take them pictures at the movie theater in the little booth?
The strip.
The little strips. He had that in his car. So she found it and she decided to it's almost like she covered his face. It was weird. I can't remember what it looked like, but she put me on her social media, blasted me, all kind of stuff. It was
bad. Was she looking for you? Was she asking people wanted?
She didn't have to go far because one of my good Judies, she saw it and she hit me up and said,
right,
you talked to this dude because he had his wife. Hold up. She said his wife has a picture of you on his page.
Oh, so he was married.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I left out a couple things. Look at Brie's face.
You did.
I left out a couple things. I'm sorry.
Giving us the bridge and not
so he was going. He was going through.
They always going through a divorce.
Air quotations. Yeah,
okay. He's
been ongoing for a long time. Even when I first met him, he probably was on the brink then. But who knows? And so, like, we were flirting at Brianna's baby shower here. and who knows where he would look. Kevin's about to say something raggedy, but anywho, so he's married. He told me that he was going through a separation to prepare for the divorce. He was like, we are getting divorced. I'm gonna file this paperwork. He used to meet me up the street from my job on A Street, and we used to go and we used to eat. We used to see each other at least 2-3 times a week. I'm talking about them 2-hour lunches. We were talking, having fun. I was casting for Full Figure Fashion Week. I actually made it in the show that year. He came with me. I mean, everything. And then I was like, something ain't right. Because he was getting calls when we were in New York. And he was saying that this person's name was his friend's wife. Come to find out it was his wife. And then I stopped. What you say, Preacher?
He's a friend to himself.
I was like, I'm going to leave you alone because I don't know what's happening. There are some things I want to do with my life. I ain't got time for this. Like, you want to talk to me? You need to make that happen. So, out of the blue, I had stopped talking to him for like 2 months. Man, you talking about ended up on the phone with the wife? I vowed to God to always get the details up front.
What was that conversation like?
Oh, it was terrible.
She called you out of your name?
Oh, no. But she was just asking a lot of questions.
Wasn't angry. She just was inquisitive.
Oh, she was through. She was just like, where you come from? And I'm thinking to myself, girl, that's a
She shouldn't
question.
Be mad at you, though.
That's a deep question right there.
Right.
It's probably not just like hot.
Well, see, it's not like I would ever go away because one of our castmates on the podcast. We are all like family. And I'm telling you, I see him regularly, but I still be like, what's up? How you doing? Goodbye. But he's very
like
friendly.
My first question to her would have been like, why are you having me this conversation with me and not with him? Mm. He's talking to the wrong one.
Oh.
See, that's such a loaded question, because I've been in the other shoes where I was the inquisitive one. And it's like you're seeking the answers that you need to move forward versus having...
And he might lie.
Right. To get that confirmation that you need and hoping that the female will be truthful enough. Right. Or woman enough.
She could. If she really don't care, she might lie.
That's what I said. It's a hope that she will be woman enough to say what the person is seeking, like, you know, right. Hey, I didn't know about you, you know, but this is what's been going on. I'm not even going to go into details, but this is the stamp that you need. And if you choose to move forward, then that's on you.
It was very polarizing. Yeah, let's but if you put it like that. Move,
you know, past him, this is the reason why you should.
She was like, she was asking me questions about stuff that had nothing to do with me. That's why she needed
to be talking to him.
Like, wait a minute, ma'am. And she was like, did you, she was very, with my husband? And did you, I was like, ma'am, all I got to say
not
is,
ma'am.
I was like, ma'am, I ain't got time. I was like, I'm at work. I ain't spoke to him in months, but trust and believe he was blowing my phone up that morning. He was like, what you hear is not true. I was like, what the heck is he talking? What is this?
He got caught.
He was, you know, I had to call one of our castmates here on the podcast and was like, girl, what is happening?
Social media will dig you in, boy. Be your worst enemy.
Okay. So I was like, look, but you know, I'm cordial. I'm cordial. That's pretty much it.
I was gonna say, I've had that conversation a few times, sadly. And this was like before social media. So it's hard.
So the question is, how many married men hit on y'all on social media? Let's talk about that. I'm sorry. I get them all the time.
I don't either.
I get them all the time.
I mean, I've had some, but it's not like it's often.
I've had some too, but not often.
Or even like as if it is something that happens currently.
Not within the past.
Not at all. Does not happen currently.
Andrew.
I was going to say more so when I wasn't married.
It's
so that question is for the single ones.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Have a premarital status, though.
It's especially when homecoming would be nearing.
Yeah.
Even worse than that. Me and Alexis went to Celebration Bowl in Atlanta.
It was terrible.
Oh my gosh.
They were like
blatant.
Yeah, they were hollering at you with the rings on. They didn't care.
One of them slipped his business card down in the crack of Alexis' butt, honey.
He put his business card in my back pocket with their ring on. And then no shit.
It was a lot, y'all. It was
a lot of married men showing out.
It was very uncomfortable because we do not. Let's make this clear.
If your man says he wants to go to Celebration Bowl, you be like, "Oh, we're going to Celebration
Bowl." Oh yeah,
you can't go by yourself.
No. If my future husband is an Aggie or go to any of these other HBCUs and think he going to Celebration Bowl or any of these bowls by himself, I don't care how boring the game is. Guess who's gonna be there? Me. Because it's a lot of hoes out here.
Yeah, wow. They were all married and they were all married, and
you just
I don't think marriage changed anybody. I don't think marriage make you cheat just like being married. Mm-hmm. I think those people would cheat if they were single, if they were engaged or had a girlfriend. I think, you know, they would have cheated anyway. I don't think marriage changed people.
It's a character flaw.
Yeah.
Not a character flaw. So did any of you all find the side piece? That's the question. We know Bree has.
Well, you know Bree did. Bree,
she has a very salacious story. But I want to hear from. Well, Johnny's. We know you don't have nothing to say about this, honey.
Nothing, honey.
Thank you. We go ahead. Nick gonna be like, that's right.
I'm gonna mute myself.
Rodney said,
I'm going to beat myself. Rodney said, I'm going to go fix myself a drink. You know,
this ain't got nothing to do with me.
Come back. But when we say Bree raised her hands, we're talking about pre-marriage. Because she is a newly married woman. So it hadn't been too long ago she had these things happen. And then the rest of us, you know, we is out here. Yeah, man. But go ahead, Bree.
Well, before Bree goes, it's safe to say that everybody has been a side piece before, right?
Oh, Kevin.
No, it ain't safe to say that.
Okay, Bree, well, I'm assuming that.
She's been a side piece. Look at Patrice's face.
Who hasn't? Raise your hand if you haven't.
Let me tell you something. Patrice is a reformed person, so she ain't going to give us
not
a good
that I know of.
She's not going to give us
know
a
of. Good yeah,
I have, I, not that I know of.
Patrice probably got stories that are just salacious, but she ain't gonna tell us.
I'm trying to tell you. Like, I'm trying to think of like times where it was the good one I said about who was absolutely crazy. Because when it was over, he showed up in my classroom without telling me. I didn't know he was in there. The kids were like, "Excuse me, who is this light skinned man in our classroom?" They were like, "Is he your brother? He's light skinned and short like you." And I was like,
"No."
And that's when I would have dialed
9-1. 9-1, don't make me push the other one, baby.
But we need to take it back to the good old days. So you were never the main joint in college, Patrice, and found out somebody had a side piece. Come on now. Come on now.
No.
So college, I feel like college is more accessible. I feel like everybody was just sides in college. You just
everybody was a biscuit.
Everybody was just sides. Everybody was just sided up.
I have a college one, but I'm away. I ain't gonna eat up the time.
I want to hear about Breeze. I want to hear, and the people who have been one, I want to hear the moment that you realized that you were.
I about to Breeze. Say he really about to drink his drink. Go yeah, get
let me get a really good
sip. Let me get a dose of weed.
Mm-hmm. And Alexis, you know thank for you. A fact you was never a sad piece. Correct. Because we would have to drive down to Fayetteville.
I was going to say, is she frozen?
She sure did. She was like, it's almost like she thought about it. Like, they're like, what? I was confused. I was like, huh?
It was like, I'm not going to move.
You did the mannequin challenge better than the mannequin challenge. Right? It's almost like you thought about it. Like, I wish I was. Right? We were getting pooky tonight and had to drive to Fayetteville. Okay? That Corolla be done, the wheels be done, fell off by the time we get
there. No, they wouldn't, because I wouldn't even care at this point.
She'd be like, I just want to speak to you. Come on out the house. Just come on outside the house.
Don't forget to put your mask on.
Nah, bruh. COVID is out here. I don't care about no side pieces with no damn coronavirus.
The way coronavirus, you just beat the mannequin, we a little, I'm suspicious.
I was confused. I was like, what the hell is she talking about?
Well, she probably has been dealing with the sides. She's probably been the person who's eating the meal. So that's what that pause was about.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Bree. Yeah. How you gonna cut this story up for us?
Ain't no cut the story up.
Well, tell us about the defining moment.
Rihanna's Inspector Gadget.
And I do my research to find them. Oh, wait a minute. What'd you say?
What was that about
Iago? Is this about Iago?
Oh,
I see Iago cheese.
Put it in the chat. We need to understand what's going on. You know, our listeners don't know who you talking about.
Right, because I'm like, are you saying that this was a year ago? Like,
was this a year ago?
No, for the listeners, it's about cheese.
So put that in the chat. Talk about
side group chat later. But of course it is. But yes.
Hold on now, we lost.
It's okay. Go ahead, Bree. Speak your mind.
Put it in the chat, Patrice.
Sometimes I stumble on it. Sometimes I look for it. Sometimes I've counted condoms.
Not sometimes.
Hold up.
Sometimes.
You did what?
I've had that done to me too.
We did our due, and while he sleep and I gotta use the bathroom, I go in the stash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I get back. First thing I do is go in the stash, and it's 1, 2, 3. Listen, now we've been gone 2 days. Was good. You fucking every night that I'm gone. What was that?
Oh, no, man. I let a friend needed some, so I let him
That's a bad
Did you keep like a spreadsheet? That's how do you keep up?
But you know, Brianna has been on this shit for years. Like, you know, she
I was on it when Facebook was first popping.
Oh my god! You probably was on it before that. What was you doing before Facebook?
Facebook started.
You had a little composition book. Now on Wednesday you say notebook. You had five condoms,
the spy.
But today Beyonce. You only got two.
What's and it's happening? Only been 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Two days.
5 when I left.
Two out of composition book.
Hello.
That was Wednesday's entry.
Honey. What did you do? Come on, speak into the mic. We can't hear you. Go ahead.
I'm so petty with my stuff, so I could get real. I could get hood with it. I could get embarrassing with it. I could just leave you. Depending on how I'm feeling. It depends on my situation, you know?
Is it down the door something that I
have? Do I have something with you that makes me invested, that makes me just want to, you know, try a little bit harder, but I'm going to embarrass you in the moment, and I'm going to make you pay for your actions. Ooh, but we're going to work through it because we got a little investment. Yeah.
There's no more investment.
I've put things on projector screens and had it looping in the middle of the night. I've had people knock on their door and tell him and put me on speakerphone, and I'm yelling through the door through the roommate's phone, say, "You and that bitch get the fuck up and get the fuck out. Get that bitch out of your house so I can fucking talk to you, and I'm on my way to your apartment. Don't play with me."
You better than me. I'd have already been at the apartment.
What?
It'd have been a surprise.
I needed the bitch to get the fuck out.
You would, though, Alexis.
No, but
when you get real mad.
I'm with you, Alexis.
I never had it in me to do this much. If it's this deep, if you take me out of my character that bad.
You mean all that stuff.
Hold on. I'll say this. Age is a factor. So some of this stuff happened in my 20s.
We were young.
And I was younger. This
when your emotions are real jacked up.
Oh, I'll fuck with you.
Isn't it when you find out you're the side, doesn't that just make you want to just not deal with them anymore?
Yeah, that's me.
But I think Bree was the main.
But I wasn't the side.
She was the main.
Well, she was the main.
Even if I'm the main and I find out you had a side chick, there's nothing else for me to say.
If you find out that something else is on the plate, doesn't that make you want to just fall off the plane,
right?
When you are very upset and you're heartbroken, it is amazing where your mind and your heart goes.
Absolutely.
For example, when I was dating C in undergrad, okay, and I came home. Which holiday was that? Easter. And I had Crystal with me. And we came up here. No, ma'am. Not. Oh, my gosh. Name drop king. Okay.
We can edit it out. We got to put a little tweet over that.
So I was here. And I got a call. And the girl was like, "Hello?" And I was like, "Yes."
I remember that.
She was like, "Okay, sorry, wrong number." I was like, "Okay." And I had just sent him this long message because, you know, he was going through some things. He was broker than a joke. You know, I was like, "You know, God gonna make it way for you. You're gonna be all right." You know how good young women who know they want to be married one day, you're gonna speak life into these people that ain't got nothing going on the inside. They already empty, so you're just feeding an empty vessel. But I'm saying, "Oh, you're gonna be good, you're gonna be all right." She called back. I'm like, "All right, it's something going on." She was like, "Do you know C?" I was like, And little did I know, I had stood up. Somehow I had ended up down here in the basement. I can't tell you what happened from the bedroom upstairs to the middle floor to the basement.
I was like,
"And who are you?" She was like, "I'm his girlfriend." And now mind you, I was a girlfriend too. "And I'm pregnant with his baby." And I said, "What? If I was not in
the call to bluff."
Well, okay. Okay. So we gotta go there too.
Let me see if you really pregnant. Let me put you.
So look, I ended up having an amazing weekend here and back home in Maryland. But when I went back, I eventually got a call from his mother. This is how I know I was still tripping. I said, "Ma'am, I love you.
That's your favorite.
You're
word.
An amazing woman.
Man.
But I would have threw your son's ass over. I said I had enough energy to drive back down to Greensboro, which is 5.5 hour drive. I had enough in me to drive back down and throw him over the balcony. I said this to her about her child. I was like, ma'am, I'm going to be real with you. I was going to hurt his little ass. And she,
why is the mama calling
me? Wait a minute.
Though?
The mama knew about it? So the mama knew you.
She knew about it because come to find out, the girl wasn't really pregnant. She lied to everybody.
The mama knew you and the girl.
Let's just say this. Me and her we still cool.
They are still cool to this day.
And I see her all the time.
All the time.
To see her,
cool, the mama.
Yeah, the mom.
Oh my God. I'm going to tell Nicholas right now, I don't have the energy. Don't. I ain't calling nobody.
See, okay, so but I she have knew at the time he really was just crushing hearts out here. And he just actually met a crazy one. But see, they wife up the dusty crazy ones. No offense to you, dusty crazy chicks. But these dudes will wife you up because you're out of pocket. You're off your beam. So he feels like your craziness can fill him up. But if you a good woman, you're not gonna affect these empty souls out here. You can't, you know?
So I do have a story of like how I'm saying I don't react to stuff like that.
Oh, wait a minute. Everybody turn your volume up. What's up?
Oh God, it ain't
mute your mic.
So somebody that I was dating, I hadn't heard from him in a while.
Okay.
And then that person finally hit me back and was like, oh, you know, my phone was broken. I just got a new phone. I was like, all right, whatever. I don't care.
Lies.
So this is what I'm telling to one of my relatives. I'm like, yeah, you know, he says thumbs off. You know, I know he lying, but okay. You know, I don't care.
Okay with it. He's lying.
I'm like, I knew he was lying, but I was like, what am I going to do? I'm not, it's not that deep. So I'm telling her that. So she didn't like the fact that I didn't go off and lose my mind. She didn't like the fact that I wasn't ready to whip his ass. So she had one of her friends call me. Like, I'm on the phone with her telling her everything. She had one of her friends call me. The guy that I was talking to, he had a very distinct voice. So it was no way that you could duplicate his voice. So the dude calls me, like, yeah, you know, I got an STD and you gave it to me. And I'm on the phone with her, like, girl, somebody is playing on my phone. They telling me, you know.
Wait, what?
Hold on. Again. Now. Yes.
Wait a minute. So your family member.
Family.
Had somebody call acting like the dude.
Had someone call my phone acting like the guy that I was dating.
Okay. Okay.
But I knew it was not the guy because it would be impossible. Damn near impossible to replicate his voice. And besides, he sounded like somebody that was from Maryland, and the dude was not from Maryland.
Oh, was he from Vietnam?
No.
Oh, okay.
So,
was he from High Point, North Carolina?
No, but we was when he was in college. He's from Greensboro. So I was just like, okay, what? You know, I'm like, and I'm talking to her. I'm like, well, someone's playing on my phone. They're talking about giving me my CD. I don't know who this person is. And I'm talking to her, trying to figure out why was somebody playing on my phone. This is like sophomore year.
Who was your relative? Because this sounds real childish. This sounds like somebody
in high school. Childish.
And I'm going to put it in the chat. We want to know. We need more details.
Eventually, she broke down and was like, she broke down and said, oh, it was me. I had so-and-so call you because I didn't feel like you was handling the situation appropriately. I don't feel like you was reacting the way you should have, which is busting down his door and doing all this other crazy shit. That's what she said to me.
What,
she was like,
what was?
I don't feel like you was handling the situation like you should have.
Okay, this does sound like the catfish where the girl with the terrible weave, the big jump, was like, you a fake ass Kelly Price. That one. That's the one.
That is my favorite.
That is my favorite catfish.
You a that fake ass Kelly Price.
So what voice that did is you my use?
Favorite. The Tony voice.
That Tony was serious.
Honey, we gonna have to find out. I have a sneaky suspicion who this was, but if so, this gonna all make sense.
I stopped talking to her for a few years because I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
She was
because belly. I didn't go off and lose my mind on somebody that I really didn't care about.
Mm-mm.
You decide to play games on my phone.
See, friends will just ride with you versus create more chaos in the situation. Like that's not family. Okay. So, okay, so we're going to round this back. Okay, Johnny's, you can answer this if you want to. You and Patrice okay. and Kevin, because, you know, Kevin over there, like, I don't care.
Look at Kevin.
Mm-hmm. So have you all ever, Lord, you know, not you, Johnny's, because I don't need Nick. Nick sent an email to the to our
like, she can't see the podcast.
No, yes. He'd be like, say what? Have you ever had a side piece? Now I know this is gonna get good at Patrice. I don't give a damn. Y'all think Patrice, she not come Patrice, on now.
The fact, the fact that you got that fake
because she's trying to
let me think about it. Fake
how much she's gonna
talk about it. She gotta decide which one she's gonna talk about.
No. Maybe that's what it is. Cause she over here like,
Patrice,
what's that?
All your casualties, all your casualties of war gonna be in our inbox. They gonna be in the comments like, oh,
I knew it.
Hell no.
That whole trail. Whole damn trail.
Should I still keep in touch with this one and this
Teresa
one?
Was snatching souls at Auntie.
I'm just saying, so
the
I
body
like,
snatcher.
Literally, like, yo, you, oh, you like this.
I'm just saying, though. So, I mean, I feel like I not necessarily had side pieces, but you, I feel like when you date, you don't necessarily date exclusively until you have that conversation. So there were always
mm-hmm. that's what people that always had that play games.
A roster.
Yeah.
So
a roster.
you just had a team, but not necessarily star players.
Exactly. I never really had a it was rare I had a quarterback, but it was always, you know.
Okay.
As you said, auditioning. There was
auditioning.
There were multiple auditions, you know?
Okay. So Johnny's, do you know of anybody? See, we gotta tweak that question. Do you know of anybody who had a side piece?
Mm.
And how did that go?
Well, were they the side piece?
No, I don't. Well, okay. In college, my...
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, college, well, actually, no, I do got one.
Well,
got
okay.
You guys got
okay.
me.
In college, right. My best friend
uh-huh.
found out she... we still don't know who was the side or who was the main. This was just a weird, like, whole situation.
What?
So... The girl who was either the main, I don't know who was the main. The side, I think they both were, I guess, sides. I don't know.
We're going to have to get her on here one day and tell us
right.
what it was.
Yeah. So anyway, they thought I was the girl who thought she was the main thought I was the side. Because she thought I was the side because me and the guy had the same class. We were talking, we would interact. You know, I'm cool with him. I'm seeing him every day mm-hmm. at my apartment. So he like my best friend. That's my new best friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we chopping it up and she thought I was the other girl. So she approached me. And so mm-hmm. I had to call my bestie.
Barbara, this is Shirley.
Yes. Girl, come down here. This girl is saying she is with this guy, the guy that you are with. And she is turned. She was turned to the 10th. And so they come down there like, where she at? Everybody hopping out of cars like, where she at? No, we not. But she was gone. So they connected. And this is when we lived in Riverwalk. So they connected. The two sides connected. Well, my best friend, she ain't no side. She was the main.
Okay.
They connected, right? And so they thought they was going to set him up. So they come to our house to Riverwalk, the two girls. She called him over there to Riverwalk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other girl is there waiting in the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they thought that they had him behind and he let them have it. He was like, you not this, you not that. He was telling the other girl off. Like, I think they had been dating before they both came to college. And so, like, she was telling him off and he just left. And they were just both sitting there like,
yo,
damn, what just happened?
I think in college, that's the way
the situation.
That's how they do in college because God rest her soul, our friend Kristen. She called me and Desiree. And then we made this trip twice. And Grey Goose had just came out. I gotta plug that real quick. Grey Goose had just came out. I gotta plug that because I'm gonna use it. So she called me and said, come to camp. Well, you know, I was already on campus. She was like, come to Stockwell. What's his name is playing around because I found this girl on Facebook. and I've been in touch with her.
I remember this.
Yes.
Oh, we all remember this.
So she was like, yo.
Them knives with them little spikes.
Whack-o, exactly. Whack-o, come get Goldie.
Oh, and we were taking hydrology. Yeah. We were taking hydrology, so we were doing topo maps. So we had wacko crazy exacto knives. She said, get your exacto. We about to go to his house. And she said, oh, and just let you know, last night I flattened all four of his tires. Okay, this is cray cray. And then we had to get Dez. We went up there. The girl was there, the other girl, and they called him, I guess, to tell him, one of the two said, oh, I'm here at your house. His roommate was, when he opened the door and saw me and Desiree on the sides, he said, oh, hell no. And they kicked in the door and they was in there. They were tearing his room up. They ripped his drawers, everything. And so, look, so one of his homeboys was there who actually was in the college engineering too. Me and him, I said, you know what? I'm not trying to go to jail. So he was like, well, let's take shots of Grey Goose. I said, sure, man. You know, this man good married now, so I ain't even gonna drop his name, but I sat on sat on his lap and we drank Grey Goose shots and all hell broke loose. He came home. I clear they was in their fight. I promise you. Desiree, you know, she like a buck five. She was in there holding it down. You know, that's her. Now, Kristen was her best friend and all I know is eventually we left. But it was a blow up. And I think we had to go back because they found more girls.
Oh my goodness.
More
I
girls.
I remember that.
I remember when it, because it was so many. It was a ridiculous amount of girls.
But let me tell you, the crazy thing in college is though, like, they were the, like, my best friend, the other guy, they were like at the union together. They was like so many places together. Like people knew. Right. And I'm like, where did she come from? Like,
it's called blatant disrespect.
The whole time. Where she been the whole time? I was like, that's crazy.
But them dudes at T, they didn't care. They didn't, because when he showed up, he was like, y'all wanna ruin my room? I don't give a damn. I've been with you. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm so glad I'm sitting here enjoying this new drink called Grey Goose. Because I can't feel the pain of what's really happening. Because it was just too...
I remember that. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was so many women that came out the woodwork.
Plethora. Okay? So many... And It was a cesspool. It was terrible. Okay, so Kevin, what you gonna give us? Because you just sitting over there judging everybody's situation.
I don't judge.
Yeah, okay.
I don't judge.
What you got, Kevin?
Try again.
I don't have side pieces. I don't do that.
Kevin's the main at all times. Okay.
No,
main Kevin. You just do one at a time.
Well, I put it this way. If I find out I'm on the side, I'm just off the plate now. I'm not there.
So let me ask you this, Kevin. Would you be willing to have an open relationship? Would you be open to polygamy? If so, to what capacity? Like, could you have a throuple? Right? Did I say it right?
Yeah. I ain't going to say no.
Your inbox about to fly open.
That surprised me, Kevin. You seem real conservative.
What's your name on Instagram? The Kevin Jenkins. Ooh.
I ain't gonna say no. I might not like it. I would try it though.
Kevin gonna be like, since our last podcast,
I think that's the only problem about the whole side piece situation is if you don't know, then it creates an issue. But if you know going in that this is what it is, then maybe it's a little different. I feel like it's the ego gets involved when you think that you're a main, and then next thing you know, something else happens and you're like, oh.
It's the honesty is betrayal. It's you're breaking the honesty, the trust factor that you should have with your partner, and that trust is now broken. And so yeah, your ego, your pride, all the above, your feelings, your emotions are running high because you're hurt because this person betrayed you.
I feel like everybody needs to be aside for a little bit though. I feel like it's a growing situation, especially in college. Everybody was sized. Everybody had to go through that.
Everybody was a red bean.
Because everybody was afraid to ask to be the main. You're not going to say, can I be the main? Can I have the title? So everybody was just, fucking around, being fly.
Everybody was a Bowberry biscuit.
I knew you was going to say that.
Not a Bowberry biscuit.
What the title?
I went there being a side. I went there being the main, left there being the main. I don't know about
okay, the so we going to address it. Johnny's has been the main since middle school. She know I be saying that all elementary. The
But I'm just saying, like, even if I wasn't with Nick, yeah. I just couldn't see myself, like, knowingly knowing I'm the side. Like, that's just not, I'm not, I was like, I'm not, I can't. That's just not right. Me.
And you know what? You have a great, Nick is amazing because a lot of men, that college corridor, that early 20s corridor before success, honey. So you,
but look at it this way. When other guys was out there trying to get it, his was guaranteed. So, and I think that has a lot to do with it too. Like, yours is guaranteed.
Boom.
So,
Johnny said, "You gonna play in these streets if you want to,
right,
honey?" But you got a really good one because a lot of guys, like, I came to school with a boyfriend, but he ended up cheating with the woman he ended up marrying. He was still up here in Maryland, and I think it touched his heart when he found out I started really living my good Aggie life. But, you know, it's something about, especially if you go to a historically black college, I'm sure it's a lot of whores at the PWI.
Well, I know somebody else that's like that too. But I have a couple. We can't say. You remember my sweet mate and her husband?
Freshman year?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna have to talk about that.
Green eggs and ham.
I like that book.
Sam, I am.
Oh yeah. You know what? You're right. Thank you. That's right. You know, y'all suite was blessed. We were in Barbie Hall. We don't know what happened in our suite, Patrice, but the suite next to us, y'all pretty much married. All of y'all are good to go.
Right.
Jeez. It's on our suite. This day, I think it's one married out of 8 girls.
Wow.
What suite is this, Scott?
No, in Barbella, honey.
Oh.
You know, our neighbors, they did good, but our suite, I don't know. We was, Lord help.
I know one got about 5 kids.
Who in our suite?
Yeah.
Can't say name. Okay. Well, because I think she ain't. I don't know. We're going to have to talk off the. Lord, our sweet mates, we love y'all.
Yes, Barbie Hall.
Barbie Hall,
2003. 2004. 2003. Bree, what are you munching on? You trying so hard to eat that on camera. Make it.
But so all right, so
Alexis, my daddy made
you being, you know, one of the people that's just out here, would you be open to polygamy, open relationship, and if so, to what capacity?
No, because people can't ever keep their feelings out of it. Always ends up being messy. I'm not really about messy in my life, so I don't think I'm.
Wait a minute, Kevin. Did you say what?
I said not true. Let me pose a question to the single people. Is there anybody out there that is currently in a relationship that, given the chance, you would jump in that thing?
If they said I want to add another one,
you would hop in that thing.
But you know what? I think I would. I can't do it because I become. And this is why I just really take my time with relationships. I become possessive, not possessive to where I'm telling him what to do or whatever, whatever. But I'd be damned if I know another woman is, you know.
What if it's a long distance thing? What if it's?
I hate long distance. I already put that on the table. I hate it.
What if they bi-coastal? And what if it's like the Molly situation?
Wait.
Well, Molly was
the
drone.
The relationship is all about sex, basically. Then, if you
well,
know,
no, they that, had a little bit more than
no,
that.
But it's just the long distance. We might have to have a whole nother conversation about long distance. But
so, what do you think it is? Do you think it's what you said is knowing that there's somebody else?
Yeah, I don't like sharing. Like, I want possession
selfish.
Of the whole shebang bang.
Because if you willing to bring another woman in my mind, and I may be wrong, so all of you all who are into the polygamy and multiples, please feel free to comment, write us, what have you. But for me, I'm going to assume that you know, you're not just about me. You are out here self-soothing whatever things you want for yourself versus how I feel being in the relationship.
Oh, wait a minute. If he can revolve that door in polygamy, wait a minute. There's different types of
go ahead, Bree.
You can revolve that door too.
But see, but it's no
you point. You don't have to be faithful.
But it's no point in me being with him because I want to be in a loving, faithful relationship. Now, if I want to do all that, I should just be single and just come see him every blue moon. But
well, see, it could be a situation where y'all are together, like almost like taking it back to Will and Jada. They have it's almost like a business. Mm-hmm. Their money's intertwined. Clearly, they have kids together.
It's a partnership.
They have an empire
it's
together.
Like a corporate partnership.
But they're allowed to step out and do what they, well, allegedly, are allowed to step out and do what they like to do with others and let the other person know. Like, hey, for instance, we're talking about August Alsina. Hey, I'm interested in him. I'm attracted to this guy.
And that's but they got to be on the same page.
And then it's like, okay, I'm going to see where it goes. I just want to let you know. That's where we'll give that blessing of, okay.
Yeah.
And then same thing with Will's
digging down. What you about to say, Patrice? Come on. We've been waiting for you to give us a good one.
No.
You're
I'm
so blessed and highly favored.
No, I'm very territorial too. I'm a true Taurus in that nature. I'm very territorial. But everyone's aspect is coming from, it's almost like you're lacking something. Now, I don't do the polygamy thing, but a lot of people push it for the group economics portion of it, where it's not just, you know, the romantic portion of it. It's also you're providing for a whole family. So people do multiples because it's hard out here.
Multiple income.
So you also have multiple people taking care of children and rearing children. And it's this whole other dynamic besides just I'm attracted to another person. Like it's a whole
throttle. Talking about the people we know.
I don't know anybody who does that.
Hold on now. I'm just saying people we know, like in general, what black people you know doing it for money
reasons. I actually see that a lot on black pages.
In 2020, honey, yes.
I see a lot of black people.
It would cost you more money. Now you got to take care of two people if you got two women.
If you're saying the man is the sole provider, now you got three incomes versus two.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you got to
in one house.
Look at how much it costs to live in the city. I mean, studios go for $2,000. So that's three people in there anyway.
But here's the thing. Most people ain't going to just stick with that. It's going to get messy at one point.
That is what I'm saying.
At one point, that road going to get a little raggy.
Oh, I can't say that. I think if there's an understanding and it's a mutual understanding, and that's what both partners want. Now, if it's a situation to where I'm in a relationship with a guy and he wants polygamy, but I don't. But I cave because I really want to be with him. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm afraid to lose him. Then that's where I think it could get messy.
That's
where
it gets
resentful. Because my mindset, even though I'm giving in to him, my mindset really isn't there. But if my mindset is there and I know what it is up front, that's why I say play your role. Know what it is. Mm-hmm. You're going into it.
See, here's the thing though. You can both be on the same page going into this. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody has understanding. You've set guidelines. You've set rules. But things change.
That's in a monogamous relationship. But people grow, people change.
So do people, it gets
messy either way.
Do you think these people have to have this
at least you got options
before? Like, not after you get married and then one person said, oh, this is what I want to do. Do you think it has to be done before you get in a serious relationship? So those two people have to find each other, two people who want that same type of relationship.
I will say, I think it's a discussion after you find out that you're attracted, mentally, mm-hmm. physically, emotionally attracted. I do think that's a conversation that does need to be had up front.
Up front,
so
yeah.
You give that person that choice before they get too emotionally invested
right.
And they feel like they have to cave to keep you. You know, you're giving them that freedom and that choice.
Right.
So I do believe that. Don't try to manipulate the situation. Don't manipulate the situation. Just be upfront. If this is the lifestyle that you want.
But let me tell you this. Heard the shows I be watching on Netflix, because I have no experience with this. And then we'll get to our last question. But what if the other person you size them up? Because I don't care what you say. You could say that you're into polygamy, whatever, 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 and you want to bring in this other person, whatever, whatever, whatever. You're going to size them up regardless, because it's just the human nature. And let's say you size them up and you just know that when you do this and when you do that, you are the bomb. You are the it. Like, this person cannot touch it. But what if you do all that and this person come in and put the smack down on your partner? This person looks better than you. This person, what you might think is bomb, that this person does it in their sleep.
Sometimes it ain't even got nothing to do with that. I have a acquaintance I have somebody that I know that I know now. I didn't know when I knew them when we were younger, but I know now that they will never be satisfied by one person. I know that. So now going forward, I know that in my head, and I don't have an expectation that's unrealistic that it's ever going to be able to work between me just knowing that I'm a monogamous type person, because I know that I will not be able to fulfill them in that way. I know that they will never be satisfied with one person at all.
So are they selfish?
I
know
a lot of
them like that. Would you consider that person selfish, Kevin?
No, they're like a free spirit, and they fall in love fast with the smallest thing.
But see, that's selfish, Kev, because if they fall in, they can fall in love all they want to, but then you get with somebody who really absorbs that type of stuff, who really loves love.
Right.
And they get them all caught up.
They've been married. Okay. And it hasn't worked, because they have needs that have to be fulfilled by different. I don't think one person is gonna have all that they need, is what I'm saying.
It sounds like 50 Shades.
It's a little bit of that.
I need you to be somebody else tonight.
Think if you have a bisexual friend that is attracted to both men and women. Think about that. They are never going to be completely satisfied with just one. Unless it's love, 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 and they agree to just do away with the other thing. It's another side of them that is still not being met if they settle down with one person. Does that make sense?
To me, that just sounds like confusion and heartache, and like you couldn't throw this thing left, right, and that person don't care because they got to go get something else. That would destroy me.
But I mean, it's also that person knowing themselves. Though. Like, if you know that's who you are deep down, and you are upfront with that, like, you're, like Bree said, you're putting the choice on someone else. Like, you have to know yourself, and if you know that that's what you need, and then you go ahead and repress that to satisfy someone else, then you're just doing yourself a disservice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. We just gonna pray this out, y'all. Okay, so here we go. Johnny's.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is just a question.
Okay.
This is not her episode, yeah, okay?
I can't ask a question.
You can, but we okay. You know.
My husband not getting mad. He know who I am. Regardless of what kind of question I answer, he know who he got.
Tell him.
That's
tell
right, because we don't need to be getting together, and he be looking at us like, you bitches. I heard what y'all was asking, Johnny. Would you rather be in an open relationship or have them cheat and you don't know about it? See what I'm saying?
Okay, open relationship or cheat and not know about it?
She'd kill him regardless.
Damn, that's a tough one.
Either way, there's another person.
Right.
No excuse.
Not tough for me. Ignorance is bliss.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I'm with Kevin. I'd rather not know.
Yeah.
I'd rather not know. And then when I find out, we done. But I think I'd rather not know.
Didn't they never find out?
Oh, you never find out?
Would you want to know? Uh-huh. Would you just join the fun? Or would you want to know? Would you rather be in an open relationship or have them cheat and you don't know about it?
I think I would rather be in an open relationship, because if I'm dealing with somebody and they're cheating on me and they've never told me, that means I'm dealing with a stone cold liar, serial killer, and I'm It takes a lot to keep that inside. So if I right. never know, that means we really got some issues. That means I don't even know you at all.
Right.
Yes, I've been asked to join a couple before.
But mm-hmm. I ain't trying to join
a couple. I shared pictures with
you. Yes.
I was like, who do y'all think I am?
Yes, I've on my Tinder.
You said, come on over.
On my swipe right days.
I'm like, what? I need to get me a husband so I can get stop being asked these dumbass questions. Okay, Patrice.
Would you like to be in an open relationship or just ignorance is bliss? You just don't know.
I'm with Alexis. I would rather do the open, mainly because if you're cheating and I don't know, that means I'm also dating whoever else that you're cheating with. And so now we're in truly polygamous, and I'd rather know about it, be able to be aware and have the honesty than have surprises.
Mm. Okay, Kevin, we already know your answer, but we'll do you good and just come back and ask you.
Erica's not impressed.
Ignorance is bliss. What about you, Erica?
Oh, I don't play them games. I don't even, this question's not even for me.
Nah, bro, you gotta answer to this question. Oh, sit here and ask this to
you. Because at the end of the day, married woman,
you get cut. You get cut. I'm gonna just give you the answer that's not on
no,
the
phone. No. If we had
to answer this question, I can't. That's my answer. You're gonna get cut.
Which one?
Well, guess what? Okay, I tell you like this. I better not know. Because when I find out, the whole house is going to be on fire.
So her answer is A.
So then you'd rather not know.
No, her answer is B. She said she'd rather not know.
Well, yeah. I better not find out. Because when I do find out, the whole house be on fire. So I don't think y'all interested. And you know you ain't worked out all your kinks yet. And you think you're going to holler at me. You know you a hoe. And then you think you're going to talk to me.
Right.
I will blaze it down.
Okay. I said my only thing about the openness, the being open, is like you're already telling them that you're okay with it. You get what I'm saying? Like when somebody cheat on you, you don't know, you're not okay with it. So that's my thing behind it. Like when you're in an open relationship, you're telling them, okay, I'm okay with whatever you do.
So if you're interested, you better go be a hoe before you come talk to me. That's all I gotta say. Go ahead and wear your little loins out. Go ahead and get squished. I'm a plus size. Now go on and get that real big girl that'll fall on you, break your bones. You know, you ever seen the video with the big girls drop down? Go on and get all that out the way for you talk, because I'm not doing it.
How did we get to this point?
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Patrice, you better put your plug in.
That is a great question.
Put your plug in, because we're going to have people listening. And they're going to be like, Patrice, I want you to come fall on me, girl.
Patrice, if I see your ass
falling on somebody,
Patrice, she gonna post a booty pic.
There is a meme.
They're gonna be like,
make sure you don't have no two bumps and a boil on the back.
Oh no, Bree. Okay,
a damn naughty buddy.
We gonna have to talk.
My. Naughty buddy.
Whoa, you know what?
Sorry, I'm lost.
Okay, you lost. We're not even gonna address it. Thank you. So, okay, Bree, we kind of know what your answer would be, but would you rather be in an open relationship?
Wait a minute. Can I get the rest of the question, please?
No. It's already.
She said she's not wasting her time.
Damn.
No, I would rather be in an open relationship. I'd rather know what I'm getting into before I get into it.
She wants a choice. She wants
right. I want my choice. I'm very.
You see, Kevin is smiling because y'all on the same page. Y'all both be like, wait a minute, what you trying to do?
No, I just know her answer because I've heard her say this choice line a couple of times.
Yes, yeah.
We're going to have to
have one question.
It came from a movie.
The real question is,
you better know where I got that thing from.
Whose idea was,
who put this on the
Brianna Samuel.
Brianna. Brianna. Don't ask no silly ass questions like this.
But listen, as a group dynamic, we clearly have different views.
Oh yeah, we're totally different.
We were definitely split. Although half I thought we'd been four against two.
The rest of us are conservative, good Christian women.
I definitely
you a GCB?
A good Christian woman.
I'm just saying, I'd rather know so we can set the guidelines. We know what we're doing.
Gonna listen to this and be like, nah, wait a minute.
Nah, I ain't in no.
Jimmy gonna call. He gonna be like,
Daddy.
I heard.
No, I will not be in a polygamous or open relationship. However, if I had a choice between the two of cheating on me
or
knowing it's going down, I'd rather know. Thank you, Daddy. I caught you at the next gathering. God bless you.
Look, I know my parents going to be listening to this, so I'm prepared for all the Q&A.
Oh, so
my
mama, that's why you gave the answer you gave. We know what
you're no, I'm telling the recording. Truth. Look, they
be like,
know.
You know I'd rather be in the
open. She told me, like, I was just playing, y'all. Y'all know what my real answer is.
My real answer.
And no, the no. They know I am very just cut and dry.
No, you
very
are.
Cut and dry. Because if not, I'm going to be like,
and I knew Johnny's answer.
Everything
I knew were, y'all born answer. My toss ups were actually Kevin and Alexis.
Okay.
Me and Patrice.
Because y'all not giving us 2005 type answers. I was ready for them 2005, 2006.
I'm about to say, my answer was because of that, because I know Patrice too many people like, that got cheated on and had surprises.
Be like, now, which one of these rosters you talking about? It depends on which one you talking
about.
No, that what team are you talking about?
Let me tell you, we have interviewed Patrice 5 years ago, because you know she done came out of the vortex.
She'd have been like, oh, well, let me tell y'all something. I got hoes in different areas.
We doing it now.
I did. Yes, I did.
I'm doing it now.
They're not in different areas.
In different, in college, in different dormitory.
All about, because of that, that's why I'm like that. Honesty, being upfront, gives me the choice, because that's the worst thing when you don't get the choice.
Yep.
And then you're just sitting there like,
so my choice.
Jokes gonna come out movie. In our comments. I'm telling you.
Honestly, I feel like even if you give a choice, I still think they have drama. And like, I still feel like people ain't gonna follow the rules. People still
pick up
people on the side. Like,
I'm with,
like
I'm,
not
me
be,
too. And I feel like, it's either blatant disrespect and you just do it in my face, or at least you respect me enough to just hide it from me. Don't let me see the shit. Don't let me see the shit.
See, that's the nonsense I got when I was a little side drink.
I hate that.
I knew about the girl, but the girl didn't know about me. Because I got the honesty because I wasn't important, but the main, she got lied to all the time. All the moves was hitting.
Oh, yeah. I think we've all been on both sides of that.
That was in college, too.
Well, this was adult life.
No, that was a college. Like,
but you know what?
You all about me. I mean, stop me down.
Tonight, I have probably ran off a couple of options once this episode goes live. I probably ran off a whole bunch of horse, but it's okay. It's all right. I don't want you. I don't need you. But Kevin, like, his inbox is open. Them Jones about to be flooded, okay? Kevin gonna be like, let me read some of the messages I received on my social media account.
Kevin's gonna be like, it's cuffing season, I'll be here.
It ain't called cuffing, it's Kevin season.
But hi, Kevin.
It's always
he
Kevin.
He looked like he ready to, y'all.
Look, he said, I'm gonna tilt this hat.
Right,
that's exactly what
you're
gonna do.
I'm
ready. Well,
let me take my last sip with that.
Yeah, take your gulp. Look at that. Look, I had a discussion. I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna talk about it off the recording. But I told Kevin he pissed me off because we haven't seen him in a lush phase. Like, he's seen us all where we have been through the storm. Like, we have went to a party, may have partook too many ways, too many times, and he took care of us. But we're gonna talk about it. No, YouTubery, you know how I feel about you too.
That's because we miss it apparently. When what was party was it, Bree, when you was at stadium?
Oh,
and you was apparently best friends.
Everybody was invited. Y'all chose.
I was there earlier. I was not.
Wait a minute. You saw Bree when we were at home when I babysat y'all the last home.
Oh, my. We are not gonna address. We're gonna wait till we start recording.
When I babysat y'all the last. You saw how
we gotta get that one sometime, because my mom and them gonna be like, but when I'm coming with that. So with that being said, I want to thank you all for partaking in this very interesting topic. Hopefully we didn't make anybody feel uncomfortable.
But if you did, it's okay, because this is Black Bougie Bars featuring Kevin. Things like this occur. But we love you, and we thank you for listening. And I want to thank my friends for coming on here tonight. And let me tell you, I'm going to have to really put a really cute picture on social media, because they look bomb, okay? Patrice is giving you thick brows, okay? She's giving you full brow with a dark lip. Kevin is giving you, like, surfer dude, California. You know, he has the double dive V-neck and the blue hat, a little bit of hair coming out the front. You know, he's just giving you Cali. And then, okay, so Johnny's is giving you Tropica, okay? She's giving you Tropica. And what type of lipstick are you wearing tonight for Mary Kay?
Mary Kay Red, yes.
Mary Kay Red, honey, and her skin looks flawless. It's because she
thank you, baby,
is a Mary Kay consultant, and you are more than welcome to contact her if you need your skincare needs. Because let me tell you, that's what is it called? Skin so was it? What was I talking about yesterday? Was it today? You know, our days just
the satin skin.
Satin. Oh my god.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna have to buy some more. So when I get me like a boo, like a permanent boo, that's what I'm squirting on myself before I go to bed. So when
squirt
he
rub my yourself.
So when he rub my knee, he be like,
"Never that inbox is gonna be full."
Inbox full.
So y'all know, y'all okay. Want
your twin. But y'all need to try that. I ain't playing, because it comes with it's the body wash, it is the scrub, mm-hmm. and then it's the look. It's over. I ain't even playing. So I'm trying to save a little bit for, you know, something could happen. Okay.
And just use it and just order some more.
I'm going to have to order some more. Okay. And then we got Brie with a neon bathing suit top on, and she is giving you.
It's a dress. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Come on. Show us something then.
Okay. But it's a dress.
Well, it looks like a bathing suit top. It's really, really cute. It's really cute.
My God.
I'm going to take me a bikini top up in here. Because that looks cute. That's really cute.
It's don't ever do you like that, Brie.
She's showing you tattooation.
She took a breath, too. She said, and we got Brie.
neon
bathing suit on.
She look good. So when we put the picture up, we gonna say Brie with the bathing suit top, because it do push the camera down so we can see. It's real cute. Okay, oh, that's real cute. That size of that, I probably can wear. I'm gonna wear that. That's cute. I'm gonna scratch it out. But she's giving you the she's what kind of lipstick are we wearing tonight? Is this Anastasia Beverly Hills? Is this Mac?
This is Mac. It's Cyber.
Oh, Cyber. So you have to have good lips.
I have that one. I
bet
one.
You do, because speaking of good lips, we got Alexis. Because you have to have a full lip. I think I have a medium lip. Brie and Alexis have a full lip. Even Johnny's has a good full lip.
Yes, honey.
And she said, shit.
I love my lips, girl.
She said, my husband said my lips are magic.
She said, my husband said I got them DSLs. Thank you.
I have heard that term again. So we have Miss Alexis. Yes, hello. And she is giving you, she's giving you bare shoulders. She's giving you Mrs.
Hit him with the shoulders.
Hit him with the head. She's giving you the gloss lip.
She's giving you
my gloss that ain't gone by name.
It's called New Debt. New debt.
From the Vaseline collection.
From the Vaseline collection.
It was probably earlier, but it doesn't say no way. So I won't tell y'all who it is.
It looks really good though. It does.
Mm-hmm.
And she, what we got? We got two twists in the back. What we got going on? Because look, we you always be having on the bowl cap. But let me tell you something. Alexis is single, and Patrice and Kim.
Say Erica.
You oh me too, but they already know the rules. I already put it out there. So beautiful, successful people working good jobs, good, you know, come from good stock. And they are moisturized.
This is the longest outro of life.
You bet, but see, I'm giving you your roses, okay? And you know, you can hit them up on their social media pages and their inbox, so we can talk about you on the next episode.
Because we're gonna block it with a bit of thorns.
That's exactly what it is.
No, it's not. Exactly why? Them Jones gonna be in your inbox. I want you to sit on me, girl. You so fat.
Why do you put them like that? I don't want nobody in my inbox. They
brown is sound like.
It's like they done had the biscuit. They ain't got no drink.
They done had one of them dry ass biscuits.
They done had one of them dry ass biscuits from the biscuit. What's it called? Biscuitville. Good gracious. They don't use no butter. It's good.
No, what's the one? Is it Bojangle? Bojangle got
high five.
Bojangles biscuits be so damn dry.
But wait a minute, the Bojangle breakfast biscuits, they be having a little butter on it.
Baby, let me tell you something. I was in class and my teacher clowned me because I started choking because I was eating my biscuit in class. And I wasn't supposed to be eating in the class in the first place. And that damn last bite of that damn biscuit.
That's what you get.
It took my life. Okay.
We're going to have to do an episode on Carolina Eats because, look, I feel like it could go and go. And then I might
be that episode.
And that'd then I have to cook. Yeah. I'd have to cook while we record that episode because I'd be so hungry. Like,
excuse me, got to go to the kitchen.
I got to go fry this chicken breast real quick.
Let me go get me a tater or two.
Like, I just went ahead and deep fried the whole potato. But yeah. All right, guys, you all have a fabulous week. And make sure you like and subscribe, all that good stuff people say on social media, to all of our social media platforms, Black Bougie Broads across the table. And, you know, just let us know what you think right in the comments. And don't be rude. We might talk about you on the next episode. So with that being said, I bid you au revoir. Yes. And we love you from back Black Fancy. Bougie Broads. Yes. What'd you say, Lexi?
Fancy.
Oh, yeah, give it to him. Alexis, what's your name on social media? Bad Girl know. Lex. Hey, now, come on. Hey, I know
that. You put you
yes, Bad Girl Lex. Mm. But with that being said, y'all have a fabulous day.
Click like,
and
share.
And we'll see you. Black Bougie Bars and Kevin, we out. Peace.
Sweet and bored.